Hi, welcome to a new season of Essentials for Shows and Sales. I mean, we kind of feel like we've already started this because we had the planning workshop a couple of weeks ago. We're just going to build on that now. You worked your way through the planning workshop, and this got you thinking about ideas, expanding what's possible, and above all, prioritizing what to focus on now. And there are tools that you discovered, maybe not for the first time, but that I encourage you to use from the planning workshop that I think you're going to refer to repeatedly as you begin to think about what to add to your calendar, what to take off of your calendar. In particular, these tools are the strategies and tactics. Those were from day one of the planning workshops workshop that I went over extensively, that long list, although by no means complete list. There is the venue analysis that was also, I think, on day one, that is in the workbook, the advantages and disadvantages, the what venues am I showing at now? What venues do I want to show at? What venues have I moved beyond? Those are things to refer to repeatedly, as well as, of course, your opportunities tracker. And I know from your updates, your weekly progress reports, and conversations that have happened that you all are at least thinking about, if not fully into, your opportunities tracker. But this is going to be something that you'll see come up again and again throughout the season. So if you haven't done the work from the planning workshop, from everyone that I see on this call, I think you all were at the planning workshop, so I think you've done it. But if you are watching this later and you haven't done the work, don't worry, because it's all there in the Learning Center. Whenever you can set aside the time to do it, it's, oops, sorry, microphone, right in my way, the way of my hand gestures. But it's always going to be there for you. And you're always working toward better shows, more shows, increasing sales. None of that is new. But what we're going to do this season, on top of what you did in the planning workshop you planned, this season will help fill in the blanks, finesse some of what you're doing, maybe add to what you're doing so that you can get better results now and in the future. And as I'd like to remind you, what you learned this season is going to be able to be used repeatedly throughout your career, not just for a holiday theme. So just so that you know, there are two, at least, two fully new learning modules in the Learning Center. The first is collection releases. That is thanks to an interview that I did with member Patricia Griffin, who was on the podcast, and I built a whole new, with her approval, whole new learning module around that conversation. With steps and processes and lists and stuff for you to use for your collection releases. So that's coming up. And then also in for the December Learning Lab is pop-ups. If you want to do a pop-up show, I have another podcast episode that I'm going to base that on. So I'm excited to introduce you to those. But also in the Learning Center, you'll see that old material that you may have come across previously, like the interview with my sister-in-law about restaurants and fundraisers, has been augmented with worksheets or planning procedures or other things, maybe just like key ideas from most of those are interviews, key ideas to make them more usable for you. So I'm really happy to be able to announce that that were getting things cleaned up, brightened up, spiffed up in the learning center. And you'll see that as well. So I want to review here at the beginning. I want to review what's available, what the learning center looks like now, what this season looks like. So I'm going to share, I'm going to do a new share, and we'll go here. Oops, hang on. It's not going to let me do that. Just a second. Okay. I've rebooted and still everything is slower than dirt today. Okay. So the essentials for shows and sales season looks like this. It looks different from previous seasons. I hope it's cleaner and easier to find things. So I just want to review what's here. On the right sidebar are the lab dates that take you to the learning module. In the left sidebar are things that you might have previously found, like on the bottom of a page somewhere, but these are general, like they relate to shows and sales, but they're not specific to one of the learning modules. They're more general, and resources that I wanted you to have. So first, you have the, if you're new, start here. That is usually the first page people land on when they are new. So, but sometimes people skip ahead. But that's, and then there's the planning workshop, the plan for shows and sales. Then here's the resources. There's a new submissions toolkit. What this is, it's not a full-blown module, but it's just all the resources that people say they use to apply to shows, like Cafe or Art Deadlines List or things like that. Are there's even a couple in the UK that are on there, are on that new, it's a module page, but it's less of a module and more of a resources page. There's the exhibition checklist PDF. You probably already have that, but I wanted to make sure you did. Information about pricing your art, crediting your art, because when you're showing, I always want to make sure, even if it's online, almost especially if it's online, I want to make sure you're giving yourself full credit for the work. And then a module called Investigating Opportunities, because you're tracking opportunities, but maybe take it a step deeper if someone approaches you with, hey, do you want to spend $500 to show here? Ways for you to investigate that. So that's there. Things that we use all the time are mind maps. And so that's over here on the left. That's almost in every season that that comes up. And then a new page for insurance resources, because this is a conversation. If you're showing your work somewhere else, it's probably not insured. Most artists don't even have business insurance at their homes, which is a huge mistake. But that's just to there to remind you to insure your work, or at least know that it's not insured when you show somewhere else. Then there's the links to our gatherings and progress reports inside the community. That's what's on the left sidebar. So on the right sidebar, again, how this works is there's a lab date. That's where we gather. I'll probably say this like 10 times throughout this session, but labs are, other than today, where we gather and I answer your questions, talk about the insights that you've had during the time when you've been doing your homework for that lab. So if you click on, so you for the October 16th holiday hustle without the hassle, click on that and you will see, click on the yellow buttons here. It's going, it's going. You will see that there are three choices for a primary lesson. Why three choices? Because not everyone wants to do an open studio. Not everyone wants to do a studio, collection release. Not everyone wants to do a fundraiser around their art. maybe there's one of these that's closer to you than the others. So you can choose your primary lesson, and then there's some actions to take there. There's always a yellow button for you to click on the gathering inside the community and post any questions, find the join link, etc. And then there's a menu for you to go to the next month, but you're supposed to do this work before we meet on October 16th. So that's how that's organized. It's the same as the last two seasons. It's just, I think it's easier. I think it's easier to find things, but I could be wrong. Let me be clear. This is a fun, cutesy theme for the season. I just wanted to have fun. I just wanted to, find something that made me smile. But the lessons behind this aren't specific to a holiday season. They are lessons that can be used at any time of the year. So just want to make that super clear. Let me see, make sure I got that. Okay. So that's just what I wanted to show you, what was new, what was in the season. Oh, by the way, if you go, you might land on the main page, which looks like this now. And it will take you to Essentials for Shows and Sales or the Planning Workshop. And you can always find your other classes under the My Classes tab up at the top. Right. So anything that you have access to will be up there as well. And yours will not look like this because I have access to everything. So yours won't look like that. Okay. So I can go back there later if you have any more questions about that. But I'm going to go on with my other slides. Hopefully that all makes sense. Okay, now I have a little challenge for you. It's something that I do every time I talk about venues, every time we talk about shows and sales. And that is to schedule a solo exhibition in the next 12 months. Solo exhibitions are the pinnacle of every artist's career. And here's why. Because they make you get organized. They show that you have the chops to put together a cohesive body of work. When you are entering juried shows, even festivals, let's just talk about juried shows. You enter maybe two or three works, maybe one of them's accepted, maybe two, but you never know who else is going to be in the show, how the work is going to be hung, how it's going to be interpreted. I mean, you just don't have any control over that. But with a solo show, if you're the curator, and not all artists, you can't curate every solo show that you have at certain levels, but if you're the curator, you have to get your shit together and show that you know what this work means and how you want to interpret it to people. When we think of solo shows, we usually think of prestigious venues like high-end galleries or museums. But when you're first starting your solo shows, you're going to have to consider less lofty venues. And that's why we have the alternative venues, module and the things that go along with that. Solo shows just stretch all of your professional muscles. They make you articulate the work, pull together a new artist statement, speak about the work to people, do a press release, whatever. But they really are important if you want to take your art to the next level. Let's see, because I'm skipping around here. So, if you are ready to accept this challenge, here's what I ask for you, what I ask of you to do. First, commit to scheduling one show in the next 12 months. I don't mean that it has to happen in the next 12 months, just add your venues to the opportunities tracker, start tracking, try to get something on the calendar in the next 12 months. And then tell us that you've accepted this challenge in this week's, the September 27th progress report. There's a place for you to accept the challenge in the progress report. I have heard from so many students who have accepted this challenge, and really it has changed. I don't want to say that it's changed their lives, but it's changed the way they thought of their businesses and careers. So if you haven't done that, or if you're like, I don't know if Diane's here. Diana Rogers has had three solo shows in the last few months. She is forgiven if she waits a while for her next solo show. But if you have a bunch, you know, you don't have to accept it. But if this is something that you need for your career, do it now while you have us. Then add, of course, the potential venues to your opportunities tracker so that you can track them. And assess your studio practice. This should be first, but I wanted you to accept the challenge first. You have to have the studio practice to support a solo show. You have to be able to know that you have the body of work for a solo show. So make sure that if you accept the challenge, that you have the studio time to back that up. I had planned on covering, I didn't put that up there. I had planned on covering attracting venues today, but I think there's a better place for that in a couple months. So I moved that to our November lab. What is more relevant right now that I want to talk about is mindset. You'll see that if you don't know this yet, that I like to change things around when I see that things fit better. I want you to think about the way your mindset affects your next steps, and like how, you know, what kind, if you have a growth mindset, if you have a scarcity mindset, if you are, you know, I mean, there are mindsets go up and down. So be okay with that. But in particular, I want you to think about how you might be defining yourself in the negative, like I am not, or I am bad at. And I have examples of these, but I really would like for you, I think I'm going to break you up into small groups, and I'd like for you to discuss your like things you might say, I'm not good at, I'm bad at, I am not a writer, I am not a drawer, you know, whatever it is for you. So I'm going to break you up into small groups, and I'm just going to let you talk about, let me see how many groups I need here, just a second. Let me see how many groups, and then I'll tell you how long you have. Yeah, 3 to 4 people per room. I'm going to give you like 10 minutes to talk about how you might define yourself in the negative, what you catch yourself saying. The person with the shortest hair is leader of the group. It's up to you to make sure everyone gets their turn. As always, this is a networking opportunity. So make note of the people in your room, maybe before you start in on the discussion. And then I'll bring you back here at half after the hour. All you have to do is say, okay, I'll go. And then I'll give you a 2 or 3 minute warning. Okay. And welcome back. So I want to hear, it's so interesting. I was looking at who was in each group, and I think I put all the short hair people together and all the long-haired people together. That was so funny. It was like you're all like measuring, like so anyway. I want to hear from the leaders of the groups on what came up. So I Karen, were you Karen? Were the Karens, both of the Karens were leaders. Karen Jewel Kent, Karen Phillips, and then who was the third leader? Jessica. Okay. Who I'll have Jessica go first. I'll pick on Jessica. Jessica, what came up in your group?
I went with the shortest because it's the tightest back.
There you go.
Let's see. We were talking about scarcity, distractibility.
So, phrase it in a negative. I
In a negative,
am.
I have the fear of not doing enough, producing enough, making enough, having enough time, the scarcity of
Okay.
all of that to make it successful.
Okay.
Which in the negative form creates overwhelm, right? What were we talking about? I was talking about doing that crossover from like a student to teacher and having the confidence that like I know enough information to be a teacher and to give a lot of information, but always being a student. So that kind of that little insecurity of like,
I don't know
I know enough.
enough.
Do I know enough? Yeah. Having enough like confidence in your studio practice to think you can produce enough work for these solo shows. Like, can I do that? That wonder.
I am not,
Fast enough painter.
yeah. Okay. Okay.
Stuff like that.
That's great. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to go in alphabetical order next. Karen Jewel Kett and then Karen Phillips.
Okay, well, we also had I'm not a fast enough painter. We had an awful lot of I am not organized. I'm not good at being organized. I'm not good at planning. I am never going to make this happen. I'm overwhelmed. That was kind of everything. It was an awful lot of not being organized or not being good at being organized
Yeah.
enough to accomplish all of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. That's really good. Thank you so much, Karen. Karen Phillips, you're muted. That's okay.
So we had a lot of the same things of I'm not ready, or I'm not starting a new medium or a new body of work, and will I be ready? Am I also public speaking, doing an artist talk? I'm
I'm
not
not a good
comfortable.
speaker.
I'm not a good speaker,
I'm
or
afraid of public speaking.
I'm an introvert.
Oh yeah, that's a good
We're
one.
introverts. A
Yes.
couple of us introverts, not comfortable with public speaking. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an introvert or I'm not outgoing. That was one that I have. Yeah. I've also heard I'm not a salesperson. I'm terrible at marketing. I'm bad at following up. These are things that just come that I've just kept a list of that I hear repeatedly. And you all get that they're self-fulfilling prophecies, right? Like every time you say, I am not this, there's you can't help but be bad at it. Like there's that's just the you've just already like cut yourself off. You're giving up. And so defining yourself in the negative is not helpful. It's not helpful for you to make the next steps. And I am truly one of the last people on earth that will pontificate about the power of positive thinking. It's just not me. It's just not in my MO. But I do know this, that the minute you define yourself by the limitations, you will forever be bound by those constraints. So we have to find a way to think about it and say it differently. Because even if you're not saying it out loud, you're saying it in your head. So rather than, so let's talk about reframing it. So I am not organized can be reframed to what? Who wants to tackle that one? Karen.
I can learn to be more organized.
I am learning to be better organized.
Okay.
And you could even add, I am learning to be better organized because I know I will feel better about my prospects. Like you can add that in part if you want. That's a good one. Okay, so I am not a fast enough painter. Who wants to do that one? And mind you that I gave you this right after I gave you the challenge of having a solo show. Did that affect anyone's answers? Yeah, don't let that affect your answer.
I'll take
What
this
is
one since I specifically just wrote in the group, I'm not a fast enough painter in my post.
okay.
I am faster than some painters and slower than other painters. And I'm evolving as I focus. I think I'm just going to make that way too long. Never mind. Just going to go on a long tangent here, Allison.
I like where you're going with that because does it really matter that you're not a fast enough painter? How you paint, the speed at which you paint is the speed at which you paint. If you painted at a different speed, you would be painting something else and you would be a different artist. So I actually don't even love that one unless you like have overcommitted yourself to something.
Well, that's what it has to do with is if a person has a solo show and a certain number of paintings need to be done, and that
Well,
person is taking a break.
you schedule it accordingly, right? You have to plan that out. Karen wants to add something to this.
Well, that's what I was thinking was instead of saying that I am not fast enough, it would be that I can make a schedule where I can accomplish my goal of the number of paintings I need by that date.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I am capable of scheduling my solo show so that I can be prepared for it with the correct number of paintings or whatever, sculptures or whatever it is. Yeah, I like that. What about I'm going to say this in the negative rather than the positive. I am not outgoing. What about that one? Kim.
I can be outgoing when I need to be, but then I schedule some downtime afterward to recover.
Oh yeah, good. Yes, it's an energy sucker. Thank you, Leah.
People are attracted to my authentic self. Like, I don't need to be outgoing to be charismatic or something like that. You know what I think
Yeah,
you get what I'm
yeah.
saying.
I would say I would, if you were going to phrase it in the positive, I would not use a negative in there. So I would say I embrace my tendency to be an introvert and blah, 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 something like that. Yeah. Anyone else want to add to that? All the introverts in the room want to add to that?
I would like to add, as someone who's a very chatty person, there's a superpower that the quiet people have because your energy, the energy of a person, doesn't need to be sent out in words. So there's a huge superpower there that those people have, being quiet.
Yeah, thank you, Brooke. Thank you. What about I am not, I mean, this is different from being an introvert. What about I am not good at speaking in public? Pam wants that one.
Yes, because I was thinking, anyhow, so I would reframe it as I am a great speaker because I practice and plan beforehand and I speak from my heart.
Oh, very good. I like that. And so I would have a problem saying I'm a great speaker. I would say I speak authentically, or I speak, I'm learning to be a better speaker. Like learning to become a better speaker is like a really good, positive way to put that. Anything that connotes that you're getting better at something, I am getting better at. I can improve. I get a kick out of. So if you are not outgoing, I get a kick out of sharing my art with others. I mean, something that helps you, helps you twist your mindset. I am not good at, I'm not organized as like I am, you could say I'm, I get done what's important. As long as you, or I make a point to get done what's important. You're only as good as you allow yourself to be. And I think it's really important. So now that you all have had this discussion, for us to call one another out when we hear it in other people in a nice way. We did get teary. You got teary, Pam? Your group did. Oh, how
No,
come?
it was when you first, before we even went into the group, and when you first started, there was, I don't know, maybe it's just how I am this week, but as you started to, as you said, think about the things when you're, be aware of when you were speaking negatively, that brought up the feeling of being teary for me. Yeah, because I realize I do it, and it makes me sad that I do that.
We all do it, and we do it. Like, just kind of brush it off. Like, oh, I'm just bad at that. And we don't realize what that does to our psyche. And again, I am not the power of positive thinking person, but I am very, very cognizant of that language in my clients when I hear it, because that just means like, okay, they've given up. I can't help them because they've already decided that they're not going to do this. So, we're looking for expansive growth thinking here. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead. Let me go back to anything else about that before I move on. Okay. Let me go back to my slides. And okay, so there are, along with this module, there are lessons on affirmations. If you want to take this to the next level and start using affirmations in your art business. And then there's a new module, again, based on a podcast interview with that's called Rejection Framework. It's Megan Wimberly's 6 steps for dealing with rejection. And it's, oh, I'm so excited that we have this as a resource in there now. That's all with this module, the September 24th date. And it will look different after I'm done with this, but it's there at the bottom. All right. Now let's talk about the time commitment that for essentials. And again, as I like to say, the truth is that it's going to take as much time as you give it, because we always expand time to the amount of time that we think we have. So I encourage you to put a cap on it, to schedule things, et cetera. And I estimate that you are going to need about 60 to 90 minutes each week for the learning module and lesson briefs. And this is a time for me to talk about lesson briefs. So lesson briefs are, they're something I started last season. And they are, when I'm introducing a new module, they're a time for me to go live. I'm doing this tomorrow. You'll see it in the gatherings. I'm doing it tomorrow to introduce the lesson for collection releases. They're always recorded. And they're very informal. I mean, the lesson is there. It's just a time for me to go over it, answer any questions. We're doing it on Zoom. Last season, I did it in the native video streaming app in Mighty Networks. We're doing it on Zoom because you all were at the planning workshop and noticed how fast Zoom changes. And I wanted to keep using Zoom so that I could keep up with the changes in Zoom. So it's a different link each time, but the links are there with the lesson brief. So I'll go live, I'll give this overview about what this lesson is. And then, I mean, it's like, sometimes they take 10, 15 minutes. The last one we did took 30 minutes. I don't know if there were more questions or there was more to go over, but I'm doing these the next 3 weeks. And I don't know after that, but they're on the calendar. So 60 to 90 minutes for the learning modules and lesson briefs. About 30 minutes for your weekly reviews. The weekly reviews are on the first steps page. And that is, hang on just a second. Let me just make sure. Yeah. So this is, it's just a worksheet for you to review your week. And then I encourage you to do that right before you post your progress report in the community. So it's 30 minutes for weekly reviews and posting your progress reports. Those come out on Fridays. About 1 hour for live gatherings, including labs like this one. And although the future labs are a little different because I don't have slides, I'm not teaching like this. 1 hour for community connecting, kind of catching up on posts, seeing what people are talking about and asking about and resources. Y'all, remember that, you know, that question that I ask in the weekly progress reports about what did you learn this week? There's so much good stuff in that. Not that you need to read everyone's progress reports. And I pull out what I think are the juiciest ones in the Monday bulletin, but there's some good stuff that people are posting. And whenever I hear more good stuff, I ask people to post it. So there is that. The about three plus hours implementing. And don't let this freak you out because you're probably already doing some of this stuff, or you should be doing some of this stuff. It should be part of your routine. So it's not like it's three additional hours to your current, you know, modus operandi. It is 3 hours of shows and sales focused work. At the same time, you've got to maintain your studio practice. You can't have an art business without a studio practice. So you can't use the learning modules, the lessons, the connecting as an excuse to not work in the studio. Our live gatherings calendar for the next 30 days is, there's a bunch of stuff because I have those lesson briefs. And they're going to be in this handout for today, but they're also under gatherings. You do have the syllabus for the season. And, you know what? I don't think we posted this. We sent the syllabus ahead of time, but I'll put it in the sidebar also. But it doesn't have the lesson briefs on it because they're not like mission critical. They're just extras and time together. The labs are the most pertinent. They're the most pertinent to Essentials members. They are the time where you get your questions answered about the content. So do the homework ahead of time and you'll get a lot more out of the labs because you'll know what you have questions about. And then there's people have been loving the co-working sessions with Suzanne. I see people nodding. The co-working sessions, the Get It Done days, which she's been alternating. I think there's a Get It Done day coming up. And then her studio talks as well. So those are all available to you. We don't expect you to come to everything, but I do, if you want to talk about the material, I suggest you come to the labs. So here's what you need to do now. You need to add the gatherings to your calendar and show up when you can and when you want to. Remember that Mighty Networks allows you to sync the gatherings that you RSVP to. They allow you to sync those to your calendar. So you can find out how to do that inside of Mighty Networks. Then review all the learning modules that are pertinent to you for the October 16th lab. And then post any questions that you have with that lab. Or if you need answers sooner, make a new post. I'd love to see you post more. So don't ever hesitate to post questions. I will tell you this though, if they're technical questions, like, or if they're like, if it's a post that says, I can't find something, I'm going to delete that and just message you separately. Cause it just, otherwise everyone feels like they need to answer it. You can ask me that and Kristen that, as well in chat or send us an email. Emails are great. We are the last email users on the planet. All right. Then watch for my posts. I post updates, questions, challenges. Read your Monday bulletins. Those are your best chance to get like a broad overview of what's going on in the programs. And then complete your Friday progress reports. I read those. I set aside time and read them. I've been really good about that on Monday mornings. Sometimes I'll read ones that come in late, but often I don't. That's the time I set aside. All right, 5 ways to find accountability if you need it. There's so many of our members have been here for years and years and years because they want that extra accountability. And they want the accountability that comes with being part of a structured community that has leaders. And there's just something motivating about being here in and of itself. So in case you needed more accountability, and not everyone does, here's 5 ways that you can get it. You can complete your weekly reviews. Again, that's on the first steps page, and then post your progress reports. That's number 2, post your progress reports. Or you can make a coffee date on Zoom with any one of our members, or you can set aside a special topic. Like I know Pam has she's made coffee dates around Squarespace for Squarespace users, but she's moving to Shopify. So don't expect any more of those. Look for the Shopify sessions that she's going to have coming up in the near future. So you can make your own gathering and invite people to it. You can submit a comment with a lab. And because labs are based on the homework, they give you a deadline, right? It's not like you can do this whenever. It's like we're meeting on October 16th. So that's your deadline. That's your accountability deadline. You can ask for an accountability partner within our network. Just a reminder, we got people to help you. I'm so lucky to have Suzanne. She's been with me for years. She was a client before she was an artist mentor in our group. She does the studio talks, Get It Done days, member mixers, which we haven't had in a while, I think because very few people came to the last one. So we may be rethinking that, but people are loving the co-working days. She does those. I got 2 slides of her. And then I do the labs and the lesson briefs. Kristen Brigance is, oh my gosh, she was a lifesaver today, you all. I just can't say enough wonderful things about Kristen, who helps with admin tech, logins, finding things. If you have a problem with your account, Kristen is your go-to person. You can always email her hello@artbizsuccess.com. And I have access to that inbox if she's not around. Kristen works Monday through Friday and not 8 hours. She usually is off late afternoon because she has young kids. So as she would say, they're not young. They're not as young as they used to be, but she's here for you. And then I am here to, if you have problems with content, you find a typo in something, I want to know when, something doesn't work. I'm here for your goals and for coaching on the labs. We're here for you. So That is that. Now, I think everyone here and everyone that is in the community now knows their way around, but I would love to know, there's a couple things I want to know. First of all, I want to know if it would be helpful if you had a checklist of all the learning modules for this season. Like Karen says, yes, yes. Okay, well, it's ready for you, but I don't want to overwhelm you all with too much stuff. So I always want, everyone likes their information differently, but I will give you that. It's the syllabus with the learning modules broken down is basically what it is. And then I want to know if there's any question from anyone about how things work, whether it's the ArtBiz Connection community or the Learning Center or anything like that. Does anyone have any questions about that? And you can just unmute yourself if you want, if you have any questions, or you can post. And I'm happy to, I said it's orientation, so I'm happy to share my screen and show you where things are, or you can see my sticky miso recipe that's up on my screen. Anything coming up for anyone? Actually, let me just stop my share and let me see everyone's faces. Okay. You all are good? Yeah? Laurel has something. Laurel, our newest member. Yay.
You kept referring to like new modules. When you're referring to those are always in the Learning Center. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. And everything is new to you, so you won't even know that they're new. But the people that have been here for years will recognize them as new. But yes, they're just kind of seamlessly woven into everything. So they all look the same to you, right? And to other people as well, but yeah.
Okay.
Anyone else? Tammy.
Okay, so Allison, I was so rattled when you talked about the solo exhibition. But did I understand you correctly when you said if you want to do the challenge, that as long as you schedule it within the next 6 months, meaning, I'm sorry, 12 months.
12 months.
12 months. But that doesn't mean that you have to have it in those 12
Correct.
Months.
Correct.
Okay. And then yeah. Also,
but here's the thing, Tammy.
Yeah.
Whenever I say something, it has to be right for you.
Yeah.
And I know you're building a new body of work. Don't let it rattle. You just say, that's not right for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I get it and I agree.
Yeah.
But also you said something and I didn't understand this. You said something about responding somewhere about that challenge.
Oh, so on your progress reports this Friday, it's going to say, do you accept the challenge?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. I thought I would just like weave it in there so that you didn't have to do it separately.
Thank you.
Yeah. Laurel?
The newbie has another question.
Great.
Could you just go over your lesson briefs again? I'm not quite understanding.
Okay. So here's the deal. I'll tell you the backstory so that they might make better sense. It used to be, and you'll still see these in the Learning Center, that I would make a video that went along with the lesson and I would have slides and everything. I don't like to do that anymore. I would much rather talk live about a lesson and not necessarily repeat everything that's in the lesson. So the lesson briefs give me an opportunity to go live with you instead of pre-recording everything, answering questions live, and just kind of, so I'll have are the lesson is there right now. Like you can go to October 16th and click on collection releases and download the lesson And then tomorrow at that lesson brief, I'll just do a live video, talk about it, kind of lay out what the lesson is, if you want to use it, and then answer any questions that you might have live, rather than just me recording an introductory video for it.
And where was the times for the lesson briefs? I think
they're under gatherings in the community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And they're for Essentials members.
Okay.
Yeah. You. Anyone else? Everyone good? You understand the assignment? You're working on October 16th. Yes. And if you can come to the lesson brief tomorrow, if you're interested in collection releases, again, I'm not really teaching anything that's not in the lesson, but I'm just kind of laying out how it all works together tomorrow. And it'll be short, but so I tell people, you know, I schedule it for 30 minutes, but if we're done in 15, don't plan on me being there at 20 after the hour. Okay. All right. It's so good to see you all. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you on the October 16th lab, if not before, at a lesson brief. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.